Abamari Zichrono Livracha. We're in Siman Tafresh, discussing Shehecheyanu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. On a normal Yom Tov, when we keep 2 days of Yom Tov, so it's a suffix, what is considered the first day? Nowadays we know, but when they made the original Takana, they weren't sure what the first day was. So, on the first day and on the second day, they acted like it was the first day. So of course you say Shehecheyanu on both days of the first day of Sukkot, the first 2 days of Sukkot, and the first 2 days of Pesach. But Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah, they kept 2 days even in Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see in the next siman. And there were times when they knew, even in Yerushalayim they kept 2 days, when they knew which was the real day. But still, because of a chashash, of a concern, they would keep 2 days of Yom Tov even in Yerushalayim. Therefore, the Gemara says it's viewed as if there was a takana of 2 days of Kedusha, as if it's a Yom Ha'arich, as if it's one long day of Kedusha. Oh. And because of that, there's a machlokes whether to say Shehecheyanu on the second day. So the Shulchan Aruch says we should be machmir to try to avoid the machlokes. You always want to avoid a suffix in Hilchos Brachos. Suffakes in Hilchos Brachos are like Rechov Ben Yehuda. It's something you want to avoid. Oh, how do you avoid the suffix? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us. V'kiddush Lel She'eni, I kiddush on the second night. Yilbash Beged Chadash, Omeiniach Pri Chadash, Yom Shehecheyanu. You should wear a new suit, or have a new fruit on the table, and have that in mind when you say Shehecheyanu. Have that in mind as well. The main purpose of Shehecheyanu was still for the Yom Tov. We Paskin, primarily, you do say Shehecheyanu on the second day at Kiddush. But, to avoid the suffix, you also have in mind the new fruit. Im ein matzui beged chadash or pri chadash? What if you don't have a new fruit or a new suit? Im kol zeh still Yom Shehecheyanu. So we Paskin, fundamentally, you say Shehecheyanu on both days. Like on a regular Yom Tov. But, as a chumrah, just in case, since some Rishonim hold you don't say Shehecheyanu, we also have the new fruit there as well. But it's important to know the main Shehecheyanu, the main kavanah to have, is on the Yom Tov, not on the new fruit. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, on other Yom Tov, you don't have to have a new fruit. On the second day of Pesach, you don't have to have a new fruit, because there for sure you say Shehecheyanu, because there it's a regular Sveika Diyoma, and we have to view the second day as if it might be the first day. So of course you say Shehecheyanu. Oh. Now women say Shehecheyanu when they light the Yom Tov candles. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the women should either have a new dress, or they should have the new fruit next to them, you know, in front of them when they light the candles, and they should say Shehecheyanu having in mind the Yom Tov, and also having in mind the new fruit. Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Imchal Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. If the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, like this year, so you're not going to blow shofar on the first day, then Omrim Shehecheyanu B'Shofar B'Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Sheni. Then you say Shehecheyanu the second day, because the second day on Sunday is the first time you're blowing shofar this year. So you say Shehecheyanu. But the Ramah says, V'yesh Omrim U'amro Afil Imchal B'Yom Rishon B'Chol. And that's our minute. The Ramah says, we say Shehecheyanu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even when it's a regular weekday, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday, Friday. So you say Shehecheyanu on Friday. We hold, like in Sif Aleph, that you do say Shehecheyanu on the second day of Yom Tov as well, also regarding Tkiyah Shofar. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim that just like in the Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah recommended to have a new fruit or a new garment. So l'chadchila, ideally, the Baal Tokea should wear a new suit on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So when he says the Shehecheyanu on the shofar, he has in mind also the new suit. Oh, now it's interesting. So there seems to be a bit of a almost a contradiction in the two Sifim of the Shulchan Aruch. In Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch recommends having a new fruit, but if not, then you say Shehecheyanu on the second day at Kiddush. In Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that regarding shofar, you don't say Shechianu on the second day, unless the first day was Shabbos. So the Aruch Shulchan points this out, that there's a difference. It's, according to Shulchan Aruch, it says it's unclear what's the difference between the Yom Tov, Shechianu on the second day of the Yom Tov, and Shechianu on the second day of the shofar. Look in the Beis Yosef, and the Achronim discuss this question, what exactly is the difference between, according to Shulchan Aruch, between the Shechianu of the second day of Yom Tov and the Shechianu on the second day of Tkiya Shofar. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes a case. Let's say there was a town with no shofar, and they sent to bring a shofar to the town, and the shliach was delayed, and the person arrived in the town. It was on Friday, at the end of the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and they'd already accepted early Shabbos. So you can't pull a shofar on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what if there's a person? So ideally, somebody who hasn't accepted Shabbos should blow the shofar for them now. But what if there's no one who knows how to blow the shofar except someone who accepted Shabbos already? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's still before Shkia, even if someone accepted Shabbos, he's allowed to blow the shofar in that case. He shouldn't say a bracha, and he should just blow the minimum, tashrat, tashat, tarat, tkiya shvarim, tshuva tkiya, tkiya shvarim, tkiya, tkiya, tshuva tkiya. But if it's ready, bein hashmashos, then of course you shouldn't blow the shofar. In this case, already it would be, it might be Shabbos. But simon tafrei shalav. Yom Sheni, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Kori Melkim Nisas Avram Atzofa Sidra. You read this, you read in the Parsha of the Akedah. You want to have this chus of the Akedah Yitzchak with us when we're being judged on Rosh Hashanah. And the Haftorah is from Yirmiyahu Kwam Arashem Matzachim Bamidbar Ad Haven Yakir Li Ephraim. That pasuk is mentioned in Haben Yakeli, that pasuk is in Zichronos. So therefore, as that there's a connection between the Haftorah and Rosh Hashanah. Also, this section of Yirmiyahu mentions that ultimately Hashem's going to bring the Geula. And that's part of the Rosh Hashanah davening with the Zichronos and the Shofros, that ultimately the Shofar of the Akedah and the shofar of Matan Torah will ultimately lead to the shofar of the Geula, and that's another connection between the Haftorah of the second day and Rosh Hashanah. After Rosh Hashanah, you say Havdalah, but you don't say Besamim, and you don't say the Yesh, because those were only said on Motzoi Shabbos. See, Beis, Af Eretz Yisrael, Osim Rosh Hashanah Beis Yomim. Even Eretz Yisrael, there are 2 days of Yom Tov. Because with the Beis Hamikdash, there were times where they would make 2 days of Yom Tov, even in the Beis Hamikdash. Oh, so too nowadays we do it as well. And the Mishnah here uses the language. It's considered a Yom Arichta. It's considered one long day of Kedusha. We discussed this connects with the halacha to the halacha of Beita Shenoldo B'Yom Tov, and it connects to the halacha of whether you say Shechianu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Now the Sfarim quote an old minog that everyone eats a new fruit and says Shechianu at the table on Rosh Hashanah. And this is as a siman tov, that it should be a good year, that every person says his own bracha of Shechianu on the second night. This is brought down in the Mate Ephraim. Oh, now it's very interesting. You see, when the person making Kiddush says Shechianu, he has everyone in mind. So really, no one should have to say their own Shechianu on these fruits because they were yotzei with the person making Kiddush. Maybe? Oh, really? So the minig is, this is how the Achronim explain it, that the people at the table, they're yotzei Shechianu regarding the Yom Tov, but regarding the Shechianu on the fruit, they have a mind not to be yotzei, and they make their own bracha Shechianu on the fruit. So that's a minug. Now, regarding the person making Kiddush, so he said Shechianu, having in mind the Yom Tov, and having in mind the fruit on the table as well. So he should taka eat the Shechianu fruit right away before Kiddush, before Hamotzi, before washing the Tilsa for Hamotzi, because his Shechianu went on the fruit as well. So the Achronim say the person making Kiddush says Kiddush, he says Shechianu, having in mind the Yom Tov, and he looks at the fruit, has in mind the fruit. Right after Kiddush, everyone drinks a little wine, then he would make Shechianu, then he would make Brepia Ha'etz on that fruit. That's his Shechianu fruit. And he would eat a little bit of the fruit. After Hamotzi, then everyone comes back to the table. People will take their own fruit for their separate Shechianu fruit that they're making a Shechianu on. Now, regarding the Simanim, many families have this Simanim on the second night as well. So if you're having the simanim, the fruit, on the second night as well, the person who said Kiddush already said Ha'etz on that fruit before Nitzil Sedai, before Amotzi. So he would not say another Brei Pi Ha'etz on the fruit for the simanim, because he already said the Brei Pi Ha'etz on his Shechianu fruit that he ate right after Hamotzi. Okay, right after Kiddush, before Hamotzi. Okay, we'll stop here.